USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The minimal decrease in inflation announced last week from 9.1% in June to 8.5% in July is likely to bring down 2023's Social Security cost of living adjustment as well. Last month, the Social Security Administration was planning to give seniors a 10.5% boost. That's now been downgraded for Social Security checks to 9.6% in 2023. Republicans continue to call out Attorney General Merrick Garland and the weaponizing of the FBI. Paul Manafort, President Trump's campaign manager, didn't sugarcoat his reaction and let the FBI have it for its politically motivated search of President Trump's Florida home on Newsmax.
It's the destruction of our country and our democracy and our Constitution. I mean, the Biden administration has shown that it will go to any levels to try and destroy a political opponent.
USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Three people were shot in the parking lot of Six Flags Great America in Gurnee, Illinois last night. The injuries are non-life-threatening, and the shooter remains at large. If you think overregulation by the government hurts free enterprise, you're right. Just ask the little girl in Ohio and her lemonade stand that was shut down by police.
Police in eastern Ohio told a little girl to shut down her lemonade stand after someone complained. Asa Baker, who's 8, says it's because she didn't have a permit, but the cop encouraged her to get one.
Well, they were really sad that they had to shut me down, but they gave me $20 for to try and pay for it.
Asa's dad saying he didn't know a permit was required, but police in Alliance say those are the rules. A downtown business owner heard about it all, so he made a space outside his business for Asa to set up shop, where police said they would not bother her. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The U.S. Consulate in Mexico is advising citizens to avoid Baja California after cartel violence in Tijuana explodes. Heavy police presence and roadblocks are also an issue. A publisher with Baja News says Baja Californians have never experienced widespread cartel violence like this before. The attorney for President Trump is unloading on the weaponizing of the FBI in an effort to attack their political opponent. Christina Bob says the FBI and the Department of Justice have boxed themselves into a corner, and the American people are starting to see the pattern from Democrat leadership.
We let them in there before, and other attorneys on the team have gone through that, combed through it to make sure there wasn't something that people weren't aware of. And I'm not convinced that there's actually anything booming in there, but we'll see. We'll have to see what they come up with. But I also think it's convenient for them that they're shrouding this in a national security blanket because they don't want to disclose what they're doing because what they're doing is wrong. And so they want to hide it behind the premise that this is, it's a matter of national security and classified documents, so we can't disclose to you what we're doing or why we're doing it, but just trust us. We're not lying to you. Well, no, the American people aren't going to stand for that anymore. We don't believe the FBI. They burned their bridge with Russia, 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 with the Ukraine hoax, with unmasking the incoming national security advisor, with surveilling President Trump's campaign. The FBI has lied to the American people so many different ways. We don't believe them anymore.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.